This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Friends, we all are. You and me and us and them, seven after the hour, as we source a lot of material that are on the charts for the week of January 9th to the 13th. When I say charts, in this hour of the program, a conglomeration of people that are associated with several enterprises of mine. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, part of the Good Day Gang, the DJV gang, our posse, I think, as Jennifer put it once, going through the top 10 stories from the News Talk Radio world this past week so that folks listening to the countdown around the country can get our take on it as intelligent human beings and people with a mouth and a brain working in the talk radio trenches. So let's see, we got what's going on in sports. The good news is that the baseball season starts in the Grapefruit Leagues 6 weeks from this weekend. Hooray for that. All right, next.
I'm down with that.
10. Yeah, sure, of course. Football season over pretty quickly. A couple of new coaches here and there, including that 30-year-old. Did you see that?
31 years old, yeah.
30 years old, yep. Good Lord. What does he bring with him as experience? That would seem to me to be the big
thing. Yeah, not a lot of experience
new
for
ideas.
10 years.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So can't all speak at once, girls. One at a time, thank you. I just like it home around the table. Victoria goes.
No, I think we both said the same thing. I mean, he brings, you know, only being in the NFL for 10 years, he has a lot of experience. So I think he's bringing, you know, we'll wait to see what he does. But I mean, the Rams were 4-12. They can't get any worse.
Two words. Okay.
0-20. They could be.
Two words for you, Doug.
Yes, Rich.
Theo Epstein, who took your Red Sox and the Cubs to the World Series. And he was 31 years old when he first started.
Right. Yep. Well, age isn't a factor. I mean, look at some of the people that have had early success. Ryan Seacrest is a pretty good example in our business. You can take the Trump kids that are in their 30s and what they're doing. People say, well, no, it isn't well. They could have it or not, and they seem to have it. I think you can take across the board. Is it because millennials are smarter, better prepared? Are we paying more attention to them? Or is it just that we are maturing and it isn't always about age? It's about what people really can do through the research and analytics that a lot of these outfits have. I mean, the NFL certainly has plenty of analytics at its disposal, and they can put up all kinds of things on a board and say, hypothetically, this is how it works, or that is how it works. So, you know, maybe just using the tools they have better to come up with better people.
There's something to be said for fresh perspective, too. I mean, that's one thing that he will bring is youth, and he's played football as a in college. I mean, I don't know. Let's just see what he does. I think I wouldn't take anything away from him.
Well, all right. How's this for an idea? How about we use the same approach to elect, never mind elect, scratch, to choose the president? Let's find somebody who, like with all of these other things we just were enumerating, businesses and sports and whatever it is, supposedly the I had to go out and they find the best person for the job. So how do we manage that when it comes to the presidency? We find a headhunter?
We don't live in a republic anymore, Dougie.
Oh, damn.
We can't have one guy going out and finding someone for us. We've got to do it ourselves.
Okay. And we've certainly done a great job of that in the last how many different administrations? Well, let's see. Okay, so that's number 10. Number 9 is the Dylann Roof situation, his death sentence, and what that accomplishes around the room. Jennifer, we'll start with you. In your opinion, Dylann Roof's death sentence.
I don't think there was any other. I don't think there was any other solution. I mean, clearly this kid is mentally deranged, and there's just a lot of evil going on there. So, you know, I can't see that.
So all the evildoers in the world, we should just get rid of them, shoot them.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Victoria, how much of that do you agree with?
I'm completely against the death penalty, and especially in this case, I don't think putting a young guy who's clearly suffering from extreme mental illness to death is the answer.
What is the answer?
I think an entire conversation in our country about mental illness and how we approach it and how we deal with it needs to be had. I don't think killing this guy is going to do anything. There could be treatments that are around the corner that could help him, and he may end up being, you know, he could, we don't know. I mean, he could end up being something that's contributing to society instead of what he is now.
Whatever he's contributing, it should be from behind prison walls.
Right. Well, obviously, obviously he's not going to be on the streets, but I don't think killing him is the answer.
Okay. I hear suggestions as to what the answer. I think it's very difficult to come up with an answer, frankly. Richie, what do you think?
Doug, I'm going to tag on to what Victoria said. I don't not only think it's mental illness, but I think it's the amount of chemicals in our systems that are just creating these crazy people, these zombies that are walking around here. And I'm starting to sound like you. But, I mean, you see what it does to people. Look at these. Look at the guy with the shooting last week in the airport. And look at these. What is going on?
There was an attack on one of the highways in, was it Oklahoma or someplace? And guy goes by and sees somebody beating up on a cop. So he shoots him and kills him.
Right. And
what about the guy at the baggage claim? I mean, that may be true, and we should talk about reasons to fix people, but at the same time, you still have families whose husbands and dads and mothers and sisters are coming home.
Right. I'm not saying this is an excuse or these people should ever see the day
again. Whether they shoot the guy or not, they're not going to come back. So
right, but what is, in part, you're always going to have crazy people no matter what you do.
Yeah.
But in part, I think some of this is just mental illness and what is causing that mental illness, and we need to take a better look at that.
Yeah, agreed, totally.
Yeah, yeah. But I think it's a hard row to hoe, frankly. This kid is so off of his rocker, and as Richie said, he's beginning to sound like me. I believe that there are so many elements that we have in what we eat, what we drink, what we're exposed to in terms of toxicity here, there,
what
everywhere.
We breathe in.
Our chemicals, our body is made up of chemicals. And what's in your brain chemically is subject to distortion, to disproportionment, the amount of the stuff, what's the word begins with an S that you have that you put in your, that's a part of your brain, and I can't come to it now, but it's a chemical that some people can put in, comes as a
serotonin.
Thank you. Yeah, you can get it as a supplement because balances of it are off. And so there'll be all kinds of things that can make you screwy. It still doesn't fix the problem, though. I mean, that's the real thing is we got a lot of people who have access to weaponry that have no business.
That's the secondary conversation for sure. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it is the secondary conversation. I think it may be the primary conversation. If you know that somebody is and this kid clearly had signs, his parents, people around him, you can go through the last group of any of these shootings and you can find that there were people around who knew.
Right.
The guy in the airport in Fort Lauderdale, for God's sakes, was a complete blaming, flaming nutbird. Why has he got a gun? Why has he got access to a gun?
And the FBI gave it back to him.
Yeah.
Right.
After he told them that he was hearing voices that the government was trying to control his mind.
Yeah. Yeah,
In the Dylan Roof case, his friends took the gun away from him. They knew that he was threatening to do something. They took the gun from him, and unfortunately, I guess the company he kept, someone else was on probation for some other type of charge. Mm-hmm. And the girlfriend said, "You can't have a weapon. If someone finds this gun in your possession, then you're going to go to jail." So then they ended up giving the gun back to Dylan Roof. Yeah. And then we know the rest of it. So.
There it is, the rest of the story. Coming up, a discussion as we continue looking at the charts from Talkers Magazine. I'm going through them by the numbers. Your thoughts as well. If you want to focus, you can follow us on the DJV show, at DJV show, at Jennifer Warren, at On Air, Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen, at Rich McFadden. It's 16 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Carnival Corporation announced a travel industry game changer in Las Vegas. According to the company, a quarter-sized disc called the Ocean Medallion will introduce an unprecedented level of personalized vacation experiences for millions of travelers. Debuting on specially wired smart cruise ships this fall, the Ocean Medallion will learn guest preferences and provide personalized concierge services to maximize every second of a vacation. Guests can order food and drinks on demand, enjoy interactive gaming outside the casino, purchase merchandise without transactions, locate family and friends around the ship, and enter their staterooms without a key card. Carnival said the Ocean Medallion is the world's first interactive guest experience platform that bridges the physical and digital worlds to deliver a level of personalized service not previously considered possible. Medallion-class ocean vacations debut on Princess Cruises' Regal Princess this November. Book now at princess.com/ocean or ocean.com.
Here's a question. When does no, N-O, spell yes, Y-E-S? N-O, in this circumstance, created by Mother Nature as nitric oxide. N-O is yes. You want to say yes to getting your blood flowing. N-O, nitric oxide, commands the blood vessels to relax so they can expand. That reduces your blood pressure, increases circulation, and gets oxygen to your entire body so you can get blood into your muscles, into your brain, into every single part of your body. And now here's how you get it. You call 800-655-4183, or better yet, go online to DougLikesBeats.com. That's DougLikesBeats.com. It's Super Beats. Get all the benefits. 800-655-4183, or go online to order. You'll like what you see at DougLikesBeats.com.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
All right, 18 after the hour. Next item from number 10 to 9, now number 8, Meryl Streep's Golden Globe speech. I've made my thoughts on this very clear. Victoria chuckled a little bit because...
Well, because I think, I don't know, I mean, I think we all kind of agree. We all love Meryl Streep as an actress, and it would have been, as Jennifer pointed out earlier this week, it would have been nice to hear her talk about one thing in her career, or one film, or one director that she worked with, or, you know, I mean, I'm sure she has wonderful anecdotes, and I understand her position on Trump, and I happen to agree with her, but I really didn't want to hear it then at the Golden Globes.
Is anybody really surprised? I mean, is anybody really surprised?
Well, at this point,
I mean,
the rap on her isn't good. There are a lot of people that are now whispering about what she's really all about. Apparently, she's quite difficult. Nobody likes her in the neighborhood where she lives because she tries to control the circumstances, and it's kind of like, do you know who I am? That kind of stuff, which never really does. That's a good way to have somebody flip you off. and apparently, that's the way she's become. That I've heard that in any number of circumstances, which is too bad because she is one of our finest assets as far as actresses are concerned.
Yeah.
And she didn't get an award because she doesn't like Trump. She got an award because she's a good actress.
Right.
And the rest of the stuff is all crap, including what she had to say.
I mean, she was in a friendly room with a friendly audience.
I mean, I agreed with what she said.
But the friendly audience that was watching on television wasn't interested in listening.
She doesn't care. Yeah.
Yeah, but she could have said, I mean, she could have mentioned that if she really had, you know. She was hot and bothered to talk about it, but come on.
I know.
Well, I'll do it in the interviews afterwards.
Whatever. This whole Hollywood thing, whatever.
Well, it is, and Trump sort of hit, just gave Trump another chance to do his
hit
tweet.
Back.
Yeah, exactly. And that's all, you know, and then people say, well, I wonder, maybe she is over the hill. Maybe she's getting a little senile. 21 after the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
It's 23 after the hour now. This is the Good Day / DJ Bay version, our interpretation of the talk radio review, the countdown of the hot hits this week, the week of the second week of January, week of the 13th, and so we're working our way through the stories with each one of us and our comments and thoughts. You can share as well at DJ V Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen. Yeah, you can pass on here, Facebook, all those places. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, yada, yada. Okay, so the Trump business separation plan is number 7. To do or not to do, do you believe him or you don't believe him? Is he going to give his sons carte blanche to do what they want, and they're never going to talk to him Sunday at dinner like the Blue Bloods do about what's going on in the family business? No, we're not going to have any. Come on. It's not going to happen. But the
I thought it was fantastic, though, when the lawyer up there and said all the people that are complaining about the foreign dignitaries that stayed his hotels, it's basically a payment to him, that he was just going to write a check to the Treasury for all of the money that had been received.
Isn't
by
that great?
His hotels. I thought that was fantastic.
And I was encouraged that he said that. I mean, I think that's really good. I actually thought the plan was
no problem. I'll just write a check.
Yeah.
He's just there's so much gunk in this between. It's hard to separate the forest from the trees with all of this stuff, because there's so much hate, and the symbolism is so negative on the part of some, and a lot of people have bully pulpits are just banging away at them. I said the other day, and I think I said it to you too, Victoria and Jennifer, that I was, I forget where I said I was, you probably remember, I was on the escalator at the mall, and these two women in front of me are saying, yep, Trump will be impeached by the end of January.
Wow.
I mean, even I laugh at that. It's like, come on, you know.
Yeah.
If that's what you're hanging your hat on, you need to get a hobby or make some new friends or do something else.
Go to a different movie. You know,
binge watch some TV. I mean,
I mean, hold them accountable, but that's
it
was about the business stuff. It's unconstitutional. These women, I love to listen to people who sort of know kind of something, but they don't. They know just enough to be dangerous, but they really don't know what the heck they're talking about.
It's unprecedented. It's not unconstitutional, as far as anyone knows.
Right, and the people knew that. I mean, when you're voting for a man whose name is his brand, it's going to be sticky, and people voted for him anyway.
Because of his brand.
But there is no law. I mean, the thing is that there are no conflict of interest laws for the president, which is weird. I don't know if that's the right thing, but that's just how it is right now. So he doesn't have to do any of this.
Well, look at the past presidents. Who's had, I mean, what are you going to, George Bush's conflict was with the baseball team.
Well, Obama's Dick Cheney's conflict was Halliburton, which he divested
from. Dick Cheney is baloney. He never divested anything. He said he did. Prove it. He was the, don't get me started on him. All right, because he's not around now, and we're talking about the now. So have you had enough on the business separation, or you want to keep going? You had enough on that? Want to go to the next one?
I'm good.
You're the boss.
Thank you. Number six, repeal efforts aimed at the Affordable Health Care Act. Looks like there are a couple of plans. What do we think about the plans, or what do we think about the repeal efforts, or what do we think about the whole... Well, Richie, I'll start with you, because you love paying your health insurance premiums now.
It's been so much fun the last couple of years. We were actually able to navigate around some of the hikes this year here at the network. So it didn't hit as hard this year as it did last. Last year was the $300 a month hike. That was the punch in the gut per person. Right. So bring on the repeal. Boom, baby. Do it.
Hi, Jen. All right, go ahead, Victoria.
I'm just to follow up with what Richie's saying. I mean, I think we all agree that having health care is a great thing, but that this system obviously does need to be changed.
Well, isn't it about
I just haven't
care?
Heard
it's about insurance. This isn't about health care.
I'm talking about health care insurance. Insurance.
Oh, okay.
You access healthcare. To health care. Well, access to health care that's not out of your own pocket,
Right.
But I haven't heard, and I'm anxious to hear what the other options are. I mean, repealing and repealing is all we hear, but what's the actual plan?
There have been options thrown on the table for years, and they were just ignored.
But nothing sticks.
Right.
It's 28 past the hour.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Don't take your ears off the ball. We're here grabbing at them with some degree of success.
Excuse
Otherwise,
me?
We didn't have success grabbing some ears. We wouldn't be here any longer. When I say we, this is an assortment, sort of like the mongrels on the radio. Not the Mongols, the mongrels. The mongrels among us are Rich McFadden, associated with the Good Day program for years and years and years, Jennifer Horn as well, Victoria Keelan, part of the DJV crowd. We're all here to work our way through the charts from Talkers Magazine so that you can hear what we think. You can adjust yourself as to what the items are and figure out what your positions are if you care one way or another. Number 5 on the chart. Let me just review where we are to this point. Number 10, Sports Talk Radio. What's going on in the world of sports? Dylan Roof at number 9 in his sentence. Number 8, Meryl Streep, in what she said at the Golden Globes last Sunday. Donald Trump's business separation plans at number 7. Repeal of the Affordable Health Care Act, and the question comes on what replaces it. Number 6, now we're at the farewell speech, which I think I would tie together, frankly, with the Joe Biden event at the White House later in the week on Thursday afternoon. Joe Biden was summoned to the White House under the pretense that they were going to do something to some group, and he shows up and finds out he's the focus, gets the Presidential Medal of Freedom with distinction, and I think, frankly, he deserved it. I think the two
of them...
I cried.
It was so...
I cried, too.
Yeah. It's a good moment.
He was crying.
Yeah, say what you want about Joe, but he's a good guy. I mean, he's got a good heart. So.
Very good. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's... And I think that Obama does, too, frankly. It may be that we didn't agree with a lot of the stuff that he does, and we could criticize some of the things, the threads that I've said some things over the years about him, some of which
I have regretted saying, others which I steadfastly stick to. I mean, it's all about what you learn, what you feel. I think he's a good father. I think he's a good husband. I think one of the things, and again, there's an ancillary sort of wave around this, because all of the events that end the that signal the end of his 8 years, one of them was the appearance of Mrs. Obama with Jimmy Fallon, and in that appearance she talked about her long-lasting friendship with Laura Bush. Bringing Ben, and the Bush kids send a letter to the Obama kids about what the 8 years have been about. It was very thoughtful. It was loving. It was provocative. And all the things that those people who just can't get beyond their own sense of insecurity, they hate because they don't understand, I think. And people say, what do you mean? You don't, I don't think you understand the very nature. And I find myself caught up in this sometimes, too. But I don't think I've ever said anything bad about him. I've said things about him that I didn't like, or things that he would do that would leave himself open for scrutiny. But I don't think he's, as I've said many times, the only really bad president we've had who was a bad guy was LBJ. He was just bad. Vice presidents, Cheney fits into that category with me anyway. I think he's just a bad dude. But, you know, the rest of them, you look around, I don't think Clinton's a bad guy. I think Jimmy Carter is a wonderful human being. I think George Bush is actually, both of them, both the old man and the kid, away from the influences of some of these clowns that were around them. I don't think George Bush, the son, knew how to think for himself until he was about halfway through the second term, and then he figured it out. I think the old man should have had a second term. I think if we'd have pushed everything back 4 years, it would have been very interesting. 8 years of Clinton after 4 years of Daddy Bush. And, you know, what would it have been like? All the things you speculate. But I think that that the legacy of Obama, although not filled with a lot of, you know, they want to hang the Affordable Health Care Act, and he does too, as his great accomplishment. There are things about it, as we were talking about a few minutes ago, I don't want to get stuck here, but the idea of having health insurance for everybody is something that I stand solidly behind, even though it was an insurance bill, not a health care bill. A lot of people didn't understand that. Who benefited from it in the end, whether it was designed or not, was the health insurance business. And people who got insurance early on. You try to get it now, and you can't pay for it. So people are dropping out. But, you know, I think his intentions were quite good. Okay. Anybody else got anything on that?
I would say the insurance companies are the reason that Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, was just going to implode in the next year or
the
so.
The Unaffordable
anyway.
Health Care Act?
Right,
like that.
Yeah. The insurance companies were saying, Uncle, I can't take it anymore.
Yeah. And then we have to bail them out.
Bailing.
And get it, right. And then get mandated to have this huge tax.
Right. So it was all going away anyway. So.
Okay. Number four. There we go. Another investigation. Everybody's investigating everybody this week. My God. This week, this month, this year, is this going to be the time when the government implodes because it's just too big? Everybody's investigating everybody else. The FBI is being investigated by the Justice Department. We're going back to the Clinton emails. Come on. Let's move on. You're not going to, even if you think you're going to find something, at this point, why does it matter? And you can argue.
Well,
that
this
point.
isn't a reboot of the emails investigation. Well, this is how it was all handled. Yeah. And I mean, a lot of people said it was completely mishandled. So if there is something that comes up in the
future,
you mean
the release of information? Is that what?
Yes,
you're talking
the way.
About?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. The way the FBI handled the whole investigation, and then 10 days before the election, saying they're going to open it up again without actually knowing what they were looking at before they said something. I mean, it was a mess. So I think it's good to have a new set of guidelines or whatever they're going to come up with in case this happens again in the future. I mean, obviously it's politicians.
As long as
this is going to happen again.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, this has been sponsored by the Democrats. They want to look into the investigation to see how this impacted the election and that sort of thing. And here's the deal: as much as you hate it, the president is the president, and that's all there is to it. And I feel like all these efforts are really just trying to take
it's
away
another Benghazi.
Discredit.
Move on.
Well, but it isn't because people didn't die. I mean, Benghazi was important to me because there are people left behind, and you don't want to see that happen again because military should expect a level of protection, I think, from the government.
No question about it. But investigating
how
it happened.
So that would be the difference for me.
Yeah. Victoria?
Well, I already said my piece, so yeah.
All right, Richie, anything else? Let's keep moving. Number three on the hit parade this week, the cabinet nominations. Sessions on the top of the bill, Ben Carson on top of the bill, Rex Tillerson on top of the bill. I'm going to bet they're all going to get confirmed. Anybody want to disagree with that?
No.
I'd be surprised. I mean, the most surprising, probably the easiest pickoff would be Tillerson, but I even think Marco Rubio will vote for him.
Rubio is running for president. He just announced his campaign for president for 4 years from now. That's all this is. The same as Cory Booker on the other side basically announced his campaign for presidency by taking a shot at Sessions. They're all members of the club. They all have the showers together, and they look at their wee-wees together. Yeah. All of that stuff goes on.
Speaking of non-wee-wees, what's really interesting to watch on the Democratic side, you know, there's like a lot of hoopla about what the direction of the party should be after the election when they didn't get the desired results. Hmm. And so a lot of people are trying to position, as we saw Cory Booker do when he was asking the questions of Jeff Sessions, which made no sense, by the way. He had no evidence. He just said...
He likes the two guys are friends, for God's sake.
Correct. So it was kind of a weird thing, but it got him some headlines, and so that's kind of unofficially starts his bid.
With Marco Rubio.
Kamala Harris, who is our new... Kamala Harris, who's our new senator in California, has sort of, like, once Cory Booker threw them down the gauntlet, she's like, oh no, you didn't, wait for me, because she jumped in the ring by challenging... Mike Pompeo, who's running for, who's an appointee for the CIA, she asked him, how do you feel about climate change?
And then she wanted to make sure that he would provide daycare for gay and lesbian employees.
Next.
Is this really what you want to make sure that the CIA guy has on his
dog? I know, right?
Oh, my God. That shows you how clueless some of these people are.
Oh.
That she got in is a modern miracle. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the People List. Every week, Talkers Magazine does the charts, and included in that are the top 10 stories that seem to have been at the top of many, many discussions on Good Talk Radio programs. And these are the people who were the focus of lots of great discussion. At number 10, Dylan Roof. Number 9, Meryl Streep. Number 8, Ben Carson. Number 7, Mike Pompeo. Number 6, James Mattis. 5 belongs to Rex Tillerson. 4, Jeff Sessions. 3, Barack Obama. 2, Vlad Bad Putin Pukin. And number 1 is Donald Trump. Interesting to see how long it will take Barack Obama to drop off of the top 10 list. I'm going to guess that it'll be the next 8 or 9, maybe 10 weeks. I think you won't see his name anymore. All right, here we are. Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Countdown Review. Okay, a couple of more items on the list of the top 10. We'll get to them right after these words here.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
Here is a question. When does no, N-O, spell yes, Y-E-S? N-O, in this circumstance, created by Mother Nature as nitric oxide. N-O is yes. You want to say yes to getting your blood flowing. N-O, nitric oxide, commands the blood vessels to relax so they can expand. That reduces your blood pressure, increases circulation, and gets oxygen
to your entire body so you can get blood into your muscles, into your brain, into every single part of your body. This is the point that I think is most compelling when we're talking about if there's an argument for using superbeets, this is it. This is an indispensable nutrient that is present in your mother's milk. It ensures growth and development with a strong immune system. And it goes on and on through your life. So by the time you get into your 40s, that stuff kind of gets weak. And you need to enhance it like Jennifer does, like Victoria does, like Kara does, like I do. And now here's how you get it. You call 800-655-4183, or better yet, go online to DougLikesBeets.com. That's DougLikesBeets.com. It's Super Beets. Get all the benefits, 800-655-4183, or go online to order. You'll like what you see at DougLikesBeets.com.
Carnival Corporation announced a travel industry game changer in Las Vegas. According to the company, a quarter-sized disc called the Ocean Medallion will introduce an unprecedented level of personalized vacation experiences for millions of travelers. Debuting on specially wired smart cruise ships this fall, the Ocean Medallion will learn guest preferences and provide personalized concierge services to maximize every second of a vacation. Guests can order food and drinks on demand, enjoy interactive gaming outside the casino, purchase merchandise without transactions, locate family and friends around the ship, and enter their staterooms without a key card. Carnival said the Ocean Medallion is the world's first interactive guest experience platform that bridges the physical and digital worlds to deliver a level of personalized service not previously considered possible. Medallion Class Ocean Vacations debut on Princess Cruises' Regal Princess this November. Book now at princess.com/ocean or ocean.com.
All right, let's get back to the countdown. We have a couple of minutes left for the top two items in the stories list this week from Talkers Magazine. Doug McFadden, Rich Steffen, we have Victoria Horn and Jennifer Keelan here to go through this list.
I won't confuse anybody.
Number two is the Russian hacker. Well, I did it purposely because I think this is the most confusing, although the most interesting item of the week, the hack. Whether you're looking at C-SPAN getting hacked or whether you're worried about Russians, it's all Snowden, in my opinion. This is all Snowden. That's it. The explanation for anything in Russia from Russia that's getting hacked is Snowden, 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 and Snowden.
I don't think so.
Okay, Nick, well, you can disagree all you want. Help yourself.
I think this is a black ops information organization that's been hired to take down Trump, and because they cannot confirm any of this information. And if you look at who provided
Russian group.
No.
Black Ops group,
American political organization.
Yeah, John McCain was the one who actually turned this information over to the FBI. Mm-hmm. And now he's actually backpedaling from it. This is 37-page piece of information from an MI6 agent who, if you read it on BuzzFeed, it looked like it was a seventh grade. I mean, it was written by a seventh grader. But it talks about pretty salacious accusations against Trump and some women of the night in Russia.
What is it, September of 2013 when he was over there on some trade?
Well, and the thing was is that a lot of people knew about this. Like, it was kind of hush-hush, but a lot of people knew about it. They just weren't able to verify it because it's not probably credible. So during the intelligence briefing, the FBI, James Comey, pulled Trump to the side and said, look, this is out there. We don't know if it's true. We're trying to run it down. Well, BuzzFeed gets it and leaks it, which caused our number one story of the week, which is a Trump press conference. Donald Trump going after BuzzFeed very heavily and also CNN. CNN actually got a bad rap in all of this. Trump probably shouldn't have gone after them because they simply reported that he was told about it in the intel briefing. He denied it because originally the report was he got a two-page document about it. Well, it turned out James Comey just pulled him off to the side and said, look, we have this information and we're looking into it. So that was where the miscommunication came from. He also thought CNN had posted a link to the BuzzFeed story. So then he went after CNN and BuzzFeed in his press conference this week.
Which was a classic moment in television.
Yeah, classic Trump. It's just the same old stuff. You're going to get plenty of that. And all the news media guys say, oh, wow, this is so unorthodox. How are we going to deal with it? Deal with it, pal. You got at least 4 years of it. And now it's time for a review of the stories. That is the list, the official list. We get at it, and then sometimes we digress. At number 10, what's going on in the talk radio world regarding sports and sports activities, et cetera, et cetera. The end of the NFL season certainly is there. Number 9, the death sentence given to Dylann Roof, what that's all about. Number 8, Meryl Streep's Golden Globe speech and what she did she squander an opportunity to really make the business look good. Number 7, whether or not Trump's business separation plan works as legal value. Number 6, repeal efforts of the Affordable Health Care Act and that discussion. The farewell speech of the president. Number 5, FBI being investigated by another arm of the government. Number 4, cabinet nominations. Number 3, the hacking by the Ruskies. Number 2, and the president-elect, Mr. Trump, and his press conference. That's it. That's the overview of the hot hits this week in News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, good job. 50 minutes past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Past the hour, Tech Talk time as a review is in order. This past week, five important things. Well, there are a number of things that happened. We've whittled it down for the purposes of the countdown of the top five items from the world of technology this week to the following five items, starting with number five, Victoria Keelan.
Well, this week, Amazon came under fire for their list prices, and this has to do with when you go on Amazon, a few months ago, this started to become a problem in the U.S., and I guess the Amazon Canada was fined $1 million for this, so this is the next step will be Amazon in the U.S. will probably get fined as well. When you go on and Amazon suggests other competitive prices for whatever product you're looking for, and it turns out those other list prices sometimes appeared below the market value for these products, so people would click on them thinking they're getting a good deal, and then it turns out there's hidden fees and all kinds of stuff, and it turns out you're actually paying more than the price that was listed. So the Canada's Competition Bureau said that they concluded that the claims of the pricing created by Amazon gave the impression that prices were a lot lower than they were, and of course that's fraudulent for the marketplace. So yeah. Amazon had to pay $1 million fine, sure, plus another extra $100,000 to cover the cost of the investigation. So this is definitely heading to Amazon US next, for sure.
All right. What a shock. You'd never think those people be capable of that.
I know.
All right, next up, number four.
A very cute father-daughter text went viral this week. A weatherman in Atlanta, Georgia, had predicted that Atlanta was going to be getting some snow. And his name's Chris Holcomb. He's the chief meteorologist at WXIA-TV in Atlanta. And his 18-year-old daughter, while he was at work, texted him and said she challenged her dad's forecast, saying that her app on her iPhone said that there was absolutely no snow on the way. And she texted, "The weather app says it's not going to snow." And in his response, he wrote, "Thank you. Maybe your weather app will pay for your college." And it turns out he screenshotted it and it went viral. And it turns out neither Chris nor the app was actually accurate. And there was a little bit of snow. So, you know, neither was right. It was in the middle. But it was a very cute father-daughter exchange.
That was a good Christmas. A little bit of snow get you down. Number three this week, speaking about getting things down.
Yeah, WikiLeaks caused a lot of controversy at the beginning of the week. They tweeted that they're thinking about building a list of verified Twitter users and exposing their personal info. They then deleted the tweet, which is sort of rare for WikiLeaks. They don't tend to do that. The tweet originally read, "We are thinking of making an online database with all verified Twitter accounts and their family, job, financial, housing, and relationship information." Of course, a lot of people freaked out about this. Most verified users on Twitter are celebrities, so this was something that WikiLeaks was not making any new friends with this announcement. Twitter
not sure
basically,
that's their primary goal in life, is to make friends and influence people. But
Twitter basically said that didn't make a firm stand, but they said that it would if it crossed over with their policy of privacy, that they would step in. So I don't
Julian
think WikiLeaks is going to keep
Assange.
Going.
All right, let's see.
Guy.
That's that guy.
Mr.
Him.
Popularity.
Right. Number two, this one's from Google.
Google launched a new Google Calendar feature last year that allowed you to easily schedule and track certain fitness goals, which is, of course, perfect for the month of January, where everyone wants to start off the new year with resolutions of health and fitness. And so they recently updated their Google Calendar with a new program called Goals, and this now allows you to connect your Google Fit with and your Apple Health app to the fitness goal set in your calendar. So essentially, they're now connecting to your iPhone calendar, which is a new thing for Google. Google tends to be Android, so they're crossing over into the iPhone world. And so if you have your Apple Watch that has your health monitoring, it, you know, takes your heart rate and things like that, all of that can be rescheduled now onto your Google Calendar, and it can keep track of your steps and your workouts, and it's kind of an all-inclusive way to have everything at your fingertips, which I love. I know, Doug, you don't love. So the machines have taken over even your workout now.
Yeah. All right. So, and this is what we get into this every week. We can almost, we can all go through the list of the top five of the big companies. We've talked about everybody this week except Facebook. So now it's their turn in the number one slot.
Well, Facebook is not as, Facebook didn't make themselves all that popular with this announcement this week. They're now going to stick mid-roll ads in all their Facebook videos. In the past, Mark Zuckerberg has been very adamant that he did not want mid-roll or pre-roll ads. These are basically the ads that you're forced to sit through. You can't click through them in the middle of your content. You just have to sit through it for 30 seconds, 60 seconds, however long it'll be. But it turns out that they're losing a lot of content because people were, you know, who want to have paid content on Facebook, they don't have a way of making money off of it. So now this is the solution that Mark Zuckerberg came up with. So and it's bad for the users. It's good for the advertisers.
There you go, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles everywhere. The top five items from the world of technology this week, 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.